It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in, because we need some advice and some help, is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Somebody on the Joe and Alex Show legit wants help for their problem. Apparently, they have an issue, and I don't know what it could be. Can this person nod with their head? Does it have to do with Molly?
No.
Okay, that's obviously not nodding with their head. Let's see here.
Smoke weed every day.
Is that the problem?
No.
College hoes love alcohol.
He says alcohol.
Not Adderall.
Okay, Alex, I've run out of drug references. What do you got?
You know what I'm going to say. I have talked about on the show how I have been regularly using Ambien, but now I'm real nervous. I've been using it now for like 6 months, and I'm starting to get to the point where I'm like, oh my gosh, am I addicted to this? But I have no idea like what necessarily the signs or what the side effects or long-term effects could be of taking Ambien every night. So I have to take Ambien now. It's gotten to the point where at first they started me out on a really small dose, but that stopped working. Like my body got used to it. And so I had to call my doctor and up to a stronger dose. And now I've been taking that every single night. And the thing is I'm not only supposed
every
to take
night.
It.
Every night?
Yeah. I'm only supposed to take it whenever I need it. But now I have to take it 7 days a week every single night. Because if I don't, I cannot sleep. And it's gotten to the point where I used to be a regular napper where as soon as I got home from work every day, I usually take like a 2-hour nap, and it's real easy for me to fall asleep. Now I cannot even nap because my body doesn't know how to sleep without it. And so I'm just worried because like Ambien, it's not like Xanax or something, you know, it's a little bit of a different type of drug. But it is still a drug. And so I'm worried about like, am I, you know, going to really mess my body up by having to take this every night? Like, what if? Because I feel like I have to take it now for the rest of my life.
Do you feel like your body right now is currently addicted to it?
Well, I don't know, because the thing is that I only need to take it at night. Obviously, you don't take it during the day. That's why I'm saying it's not like Xanax where it's a pill that I take all the time. Like, it's only at night when I have to sleep, so I don't need it during the day. I'm not, like, experiencing withdrawal symptoms during the day.
I don't know much about Ambien.
But I do know I can't sleep without it.
But does Ambien have anything where it can mix with another drug? Like, you hear people dying all the time because they mix up their prescriptions.
I don't know. We'd have to talk to a nurse or a doctor. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
Let's talk to Jamie. Jamie, you're a nurse practitioner. Any advice or knowledge on this situation?
Yeah, so I mean, I think this is very common, and I think Alex's problem, honestly, is her work hours, and once she eventually, at some point, if she ever had a normal schedule, I think she would be completely fine with her sleep.
So if she quit the show, you think she'd be better?
Well, eventually, yeah, like if she ended up having like a normal 9-to-5 job, I don't think this would be a problem.
Oh, are so you... the solution is I have to quit radio?
I think so.
No,
it's very simple.
Yeah,
see, that's the thing.
But I think like you have such a strange sleep schedule. Of course you don't have a normal sleeping pattern. Of course you can't go to bed like a normal person.
Right, and I tried doing like melatonin. I have done every type of melatonin, chewable tablets, starting with 5 milligrams, then I went to 10 milligrams. I did Z-Quil. I mean, I have tried every type of sleep thing that you can imagine, but none of those, eventually those all stopped working. It was so hard for me to fall asleep at night, so I had to go to Ambien.
Yeah, and I don't think like you're going to have a long-term problem with this. I think it's completely normal that you need something to help you sleep when you don't have normal hours.
But if I have babies eventually, and if I'm somebody that takes Ambien every single night, even on weekends, because I just can't sleep now without it, is my baby going to come out looking like, you know, a Campbell's soup can or something?
Aren't you kind of looking farther down the road? I mean, let's get a wedding first.
Some other reasons, but...
Like, what does Ambien, long-term effects of Ambien do to you? That's what I want to know. 833-JOE-ALEX. Like, could I be screwing my life up? Do I have to go to some kind of drug rehab?
Drugs are
bad.
Absolutely
not.
You shouldn't
absolutely
do drugs.
Absolutely not.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Jamie, thank you for joining the conversation. Let's talk to some more nurses and doctors out there. And also, if you're somebody else that takes Ambien for their sleep, we'd like to know, like, if you had this problem too. Because it's kind of sad that you're just now telling us about this. We didn't realize it was this bad for you.
It's not bad. It's just that I have noticed, though, that I have to take it even
you're
on
weekends.
You're
saying now you're doing it all the time.
Right. I have to, or I cannot sleep. I've tried. I can't even nap.
Wow. I'm worried about you.
I do know Ambien is an addictive drug. And your body becomes reliant on it. Also, a ton of comedians talk about mixing Ambien with alcohol. So that's dangerous.
Are you mixing it with alcohol, Alex? Be honest.
I mean, I've like gone out drinking before, and then when I come home, I take it like to go to bed because I feel like I have to.
Okay.
But see, that to me sounds like an addict. But isn't that also the first step of saying I'm an addict?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's like your way of like disguising it. You're like, yeah, I'm an addict, but like you're never actually going to get help because you just can't face it. Well, let's get it in right now with Brandy. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that you need to stop taking it because it can make you do things that you would never imagine yourself doing in your sleep.
Okay, it doesn't say side effects include racism or something like that. That everybody thinks that. That's what our boss says to me. She's like, "You better be careful. You're going to say something." I'm like, "What? No, I wouldn't. You don't. I don't know. I have not had any of those issues of like Ambien has made me do something weird. I mean,
it just brings out the true you, probably, just like alcohol.
No, but that's the thing. I haven't experienced that. Like, it literally just knocks me out. I've never done anything. I've never called anybody. I've never slept, walked.
Wait,
I've never
yes,
done
you have.
Anything.
You've
but everyone's like, "You're going to do. You're going to be like Roseanne."
You have talked about on the air before where you have had conversations that you don't remember having.
When I first started taking it, yes, but they're like, I would see things like I felt like my lamp was talking to me or something like that.
That, okay. That, see, you can't just like graze over that. That is a serious thing right there.
And Alex, how would you know if you were doing something or not? Like, the thing
exactly.
is, you don't know.
Well, also, she did say that she got in an argument with her boyfriend, the Egyptian, and that he called to make up with her, and she had no recollection of the conversation when she was on Ambien. And also, Shannon on Facebook says, I did an FB Live the other night on Ambien, and it was a hot mess, so be careful.
I kind of want to see the audio of that. If you could send us that Facebook Live.
But see, like, my things are, like, silly, like, okay, you know, I say, like, sure, yep, I'm sorry, or something like that, but I'm not, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going on Facebook Live. I'm not driving my car. I'm not, you know,
how do you know you're not driving your car?
You know what's, the one thing I do know about it, addiction, because my brother has been clean and sober for like 8 years from heroin, is people make excuses.
Oh,
it's like, well,
gosh,
I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that.
Alex, how do you know you're not making mashed potatoes? What if you are?
Somebody on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, said I should start taking muscle relaxers instead. That to me sounds like a horrible idea. Isn't that what I'm trying? I'm trying not to be addicted to something. Isn't a muscle relaxer like something you really get addicted to? Wouldn't that be like Oxycontin or something like that?
That's a terrible idea, whoever said a muscle relaxer.
Xanax? I don't know.
No, why did you pop? No, the only thing I would be popping is melatonin.
Well,
maybe
I did that, and that didn't work eventually.
You know what, though? Magically, for me lately, it's been working. I've been doing melatonin chewable because it never worked before. But I take three of those, and I'm out, like, no problem.
Well, if you're taking three, then you're taking way more than the suggested dosage.
No, it's only 10 milligrams. Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Please, I'm not addicted, Alex. Don't be judging me. Paige, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What up?
Hi. So my brother, right at the end of high school, he suffered from insomnia. So my mom talked to the doctor and they got him some Ambien. No history of any problems with it before. After a couple months, his body started requiring more and more because he built up an immunity to it. And eventually his liver started shutting down.
Stop.
Because he was on it for so long.
Like liver failure?
Yeah. And
how many years How many years? How much time do I got?
Only 7 months.
Ah! About the time that I'm at!
Oh, my God. You already eat poorly, too. Your poor body's been through enough.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, so I
need a liver transplant.
I would definitely talk to your doctor if you feel like that's the only way you can get to sleep. Because if you take too much of a medicine, eventually... Now, I'm not a doctor. But eventually, from what I've heard, is... that you can build up an immunity and you might need like higher doses.
Maybe
for
I'm gonna
it
need
even
a spell,
work.
A spell put on me by a witch.
Very possibly.
Wow, Paige, thank you.
Have a good one.
I mean, Alex, I do love your personality. I'm not trying to poo-poo it, but I think you're trying to take this and make this like you're trying to kind of like how I laugh at myself sometimes. This is a serious thing, and
think I'm going to need a new liver?
No, I don't think you need a liver transplant, but liver damage can be a serious problem,
Can people survive without a liver?
No.
Is that one of those things? Because, you know, sometimes you can, like, get rid of a body part and, like, you're fine.
No.
Like, because don't we have, like, a couple of something? We got a couple of things. And all that. You don't need all that.
You don't have a couple.
They're
of
extras.
Appendixes.
Those are for like if one of them you don't need, then you have a backup plan. God gave us backups, right? So do I have a backup liver?
I think your liver is YOLO.
I got two kidneys. I only need one.
But your kidneys now. Oh gosh. I'm just legit concerned. What is your plan of action here? What are you going to do now that we've talked to everyone?
You got to stop.
We need to find a witch.
You got to stop taking Ambien.
So wait, you wanted to have this conversation, but you're not going to do anything about it.
I don't know what to do about it.
You need to
Nobody on the phone was an actual doctor, DR,
we
or
had
DOGTR,
nurses.
We
had
doctor.
Nurses. See, she's trying to turn
why
into...
Why is Porkchop looking like that? Like he's like genuinely
concerned.
I don't even take Tylenol.
You.
Okay, well, great. You can sleep. I can't. Or you're not sleeping, or you're like, I can get by on 3 to 4 hours of sleep. Well, I can't do that. I have to have 7 or 8 hours of sleep, or I am absolutely incapable of doing this job.
You need to sleep with the Egyptian. So, like, he needs to sleep next to you, massage your back,
yeah.
scratch
He's
your
not
back.
Gonna do that. Let me just
you think
tell
if
you.
She, like, just lost it, it would just be, like, perfect? She'd fall, like, into a deep sleep?
That's not
yeah.
it either. No.
Oh, no, not that.
Oh.
I mean, just, like, you know, caress you, put you to sleep.
Here's the thing. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if you want me to come in and do this morning show every day, then I'm gonna have to take Ambien.
I'm looking at some of the symptoms on here, and it says agitated, edgy. You're kind of falling into all these things.
Stop. See, we need a doctor.
Listen, we just had nurses. Don't
no,
devalue
they don't
nurses.
Count. I'm not going to take that.
Wow.
Sorry.
As my
for this, I want a real doctor that like prescribes things. Nurses can't prescribe you things.
That doesn't mean the nurses don't know what they're doing. My mom was a nurse for 30 years.
Or maybe nurse practitioners
can. Get out
okay,
of here.
Well,
you know what? Listen.
No.
You're digging a hole because you have a problem, and I'm not going to let you dig it any deeper. I'm actually having your back for once.
Are you guys dragging me to rehab after this show?
No, but we're going to talk to our boss about this.
No. Don't.
Oh.
She already gets on me about it. Gets on my nerves.
Yeah, because she's worried about you.
Yeah, but she does. Whatever.
All
okay,
right.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay.
I still feel like I didn't get enough information, so I'm going to keep
you
taking
didn't get,
it.
Here's what
there's nobody gave another solution besides just stop taking it. Okay, well I can't because then how am I? Gonna
you didn't
sleep
get
the
information
show?
That you wanted. That's the problem. So hey,
I didn't
thank
get
you.
Any information.
Do you see how she's yelling at me, everyone?
Oh my gosh.
Do you see this? I'm just talking to her in a normal tone, but she's yelling at me. She's got a problem. All right, thank you for your calls. Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, Joe wants to know. I've got some questions, and that's where you join in the conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I'll give you those coming up in about 3 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.